Hello, Women's Wellness Community. I am your host, Lucy Cotinho, joined by my lovely co-host, Nepal Horn. We hold this space as we all go through our own personal transformation together. We are also here to amplify voices of women everywhere. We are very excited today. We have a guest. She is a model, author, public speaker, Mia Moje. Disrupted the scene when she began creating content on Instagram in 2020. Her passion led with a thirst for life. Mia is viewed as a role model across her multi-generational audience of women, encouraging them to embrace, understand, and appreciate the midlife years with energy and enthusiasm. Mia's motivation is to be in spaces previously reserved for those that look nothing like her, be that her hair texture and color, age, skin tone, or body type. Mia works extensively across beauty, fashion, lifestyle, and travel, always seeking new and exciting adventures to challenge the norm. We are all for that on this channel, Mia. Welcome. How are you feeling today?
Oh, good. I'm great, thank you. I'm in London, so there's a bit of a time difference. It's almost, it's going on for 10 p.m. for me. But so I'm good. Winding down, so I'm chilled.
Chilled. So we...
Yeah, we're all in different time zones.
Yes.
In LA.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And we have London.
the beauty of technology.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So we invite you all to grab a cup of tea or coffee, and this will feel like having a conversation with a friend. I know for you, Mia, it's probably tea. I don't know what your preference is, but you're welcome to grab
something. I should have got something, shouldn't I? I didn't. I have water over there.
That works too. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. So let's dive right in with our first question, right? So what are some ways that you embrace midlife while aging gracefully as you are, as we can all see?
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of, the aim isn't really to age gracefully, if I'm honest. It's I'm not even sure what that actually means. I'm just doing me, and I think... That's the key, is for everybody to just do it in their own way. So long as you have like a fundamental kind of approach to it. So, and these are things that you should have at every age, regardless of, you know, what decade you're in. And it really is just to be present, to not fret, to plan for the future, for a happy future, but not to fret about it, because that can take away from enjoying the now. So it's just really about just focusing on the positives, and every decade has positives, and just focusing on that, and just being the best version of yourself, whatever age you are. I don't think it changes as you get older. Societal kind of ageism impacts us, but really to be happy and content remains the same throughout your life.
Hmm. I love that. That gives me so much hope to look forward to as I just entered my 40s. And I have a question, because I see you have this beautiful gray, natural gray hair. I would love to hear, what was your experience fully embracing that? Because so many of us are like dying, going to the hair salon every 3 months. So let us know, how did you take the steps into fully embracing the beauty of the grays?
So I always loved the color. I always thought on other people, I'd see it and be like, wow, that's amazing. One of my friend's mums in the 90s, when I was in my 20s, in LA actually, she had the most beautiful silver hair, and I always thought she was stunning. She would have been in her 60s then. But when it came for me in my time, and I started going silver at age 33, I remember, was the first time I ever dyed it, because it was just what it stood for. I was like, I don't want to be labeled old. So, you know, my inner ageism which was obviously, you know, kind of triggered by societal ageism, just said, no, I can't do this. How do I navigate the world with silver hair, with silver hair? And it wasn't even something that I gave a huge amount of thought for. We just kind of do that, you know, without sort of just this, it's just, it's linked with being old. And when you're young, that's scary. For me, it was scary to imagine being older, because we're taught from a very young age that aging isn't desirable, you know, even though growing old is the goal and it should be the goal. We want a long life. We want to see our grandchildren. We want to see our great grandchildren. So we all want a long life. But the reality of actually aging is a whole different thing to get your head around. And so I'm 33, my hair's going gray. And I just dyed it, and I continued to dye it for almost 20 years. I think it was about 18 years, roughly, because I was around about 50, 51 when I stopped. So it was 2016 when I stopped dyeing it. And it was a big deal, because there wasn't the online community of women that are doing it that's happened post-lockdown and during lockdown. There was no support. It was only my daughters that really encouraged me. Friends and family thought I was having a midlife crisis. And it looked horrendous, because I had the demarcation. So you had the silver and the dark. And then I tried to bleach the ends. And of course, bleaching on top of dye just creates my hair was pretty much disintegrating. I looked a mess for almost 2 years. Just felt really unattractive for 2 years. And I'd cover it with a hat and a bandana and whatever else I could get my hands on. But I was determined to do it, because what happened the minute I decided to do it was this kind of journey that I didn't imagine was going to happen, where I just challenged my inner ageist, like my internal ageism. Why was I dyeing it? I am actually 50, and I dye my hair every 2 weeks because I've got this deep fear of anybody seeing the roots. And why do I feel like that? And it was just simply this deep fear of being labelled old, because I liked the colour. I thought it was absolutely beautiful, but I just didn't want people to see it, because I saw it as a symbol of being irrelevant, being invisible, being over the hill, being past my sell-by date, you know. And I was single as well, so I had that to contend with, as well as working in digital amongst young people. So there was a pressure there as well, you know, in the workplace. So a lot went on, and during those 2 years, it was a struggle, I have to say. But afterwards was when the magic happened. You know, once I'd got through it, the most incredible things began to happen for me, things that I never imagined. I got stopped in the street by casting agents, just people, and it happens daily now, like lovely strangers with compliments, and you know, just, and if you get that kind of kindness from people daily, that just feeds, you know, goodness in you as well. So I think I'm so happy that I did it. And I'm so happy I did it when I did it as well, because it has changed my life for the better.
Wow. That is amazing. I like that. So how
inspiring.
How are you able to encourage other women to embrace this fear? Because as you're telling the story, there's a lot of fear based on outer reactions, if you will. So how would you encourage someone?
I mean, I kind of, my aim really is just to kind of share, and then people can take what they want from that. You know, I've been described as an influencer, because I'm a content creator, and I always say I'm not really, I don't see myself as an influencer. I see myself as a resonator. And by that, I mean that I hope when I say something, it resonates. It's not that I'm trying to kind of influence people. I'm just living. I'm just doing my thing, sharing in the hope that I can connect with people in a meaningful way. And that gives me purpose, and that's why I'm present on social media. I started my account in 2020 so I had a private account from about 2016 or something that was always just a couple of hundred friends and family. And then in 2020, I just realized that I was feeling, for a couple of years now, I've been feeling ignored by marketing for brands, particularly in beauty and fashion. As a middle-aged woman, I was shopping and spending my hard-earned money in shops and online, surrounded by imagery of beautiful young people, but there were beautiful older people as well. There were beautiful people of all ages. And I just started to feel annoyed by it. Like, you know, I'm still blindly spending money in these places and there's no representation. And I had felt like that before when I was younger, as a young woman. I didn't see my skin tone, my body type, my hair texture in the 80s when I was becoming a woman. And I felt marginalized then. Those boxes had now been ticked and there's diversity within those areas. But now I'm a middle-aged woman and I'm not seeing myself again. So I just went online on Instagram, really just to see if there was anybody that felt like me. I thought it was important for us to be visible and vocal about this. I had no intention other than connecting with people, and maybe I thought I could maybe have events or create a community or have a platform somewhere for us to kind of engage. Mm-hmm. And then it was a very vague idea. And then within 4 weeks, well, what happened was during 2020, it was lockdown and a lot of women were transitioning from dark, their dyed hair, because they couldn't get to the salons. So they'd stopped dyeing their hair and they were documenting it. So they saw me and my hair was fully grown by then. So I think that was the hook, first of all. And then what I was saying was resonating and it kind of quickly snowballed. And within 4 weeks, I'd got scouted by four model agencies, to my surprise, because I really wasn't expecting that at all. Wow. And didn't see myself as a model, because I'm not the most body confident person, you know. I'm not really happy in front of the camera generally. I've always been really camera shy, but though all those insecurities flooded to the forefront of my brain when I got approached. And then it was like, no, Mia, don't be ridiculous. You're complaining about a lack of representation. What? You're now being given the opportunity to be that representation. You're going to have to go for it. And so I did. And so that's where we are today. I started at the age of 54.
What? Okay, that is just mind-blowing and just so incredibly inspiring, because, you know, so many of us who are watching this now are thinking, well, we're in that stage of life now too. How does it feel for you personally to feel, you know, you are, like you said, a resonator or influencer for so many women now? How does that feel? And how do you feel like you help women on this journey of acceptance?
I mean, I hope by just being visible and vocal that people can, I'll tell you what surprised me. Sorry to go off piste a little bit. So to answer your question, I just hope that nothing's contrived or I want to say kind of curated. It very much is just me just being me and showing how I live my life, because I feel like that representation isn't there. So we don't see women of my age who are single, you know, going out, having a good time, partying, going on holiday. I've got no ties at the moment. I have children, of course, but they're grown up, they're financially independent. And this is my time. You know, this is really the first time in my life that I'm able to really put myself first, you know, like the first time I shouldn't say that, because in my 20s, of course, I could have put myself first, but I was so caught up in working out who I was, where I fitted in, what I wanted to do, whether I had the right partner to have children with maybe in 5 years, you know, all of those pressures, and not really living in the now. And I think this period of time is the time when you can really do that. And I really feel like this period of time, this season of life should be aspirational. I feel like we should all be looking forward to it. We should all be realizing that this is a time where you can truly flourish and bloom, and that is what's happened for me. And I hope by kind of putting that out there that people can relate to it or you know, somehow interact with me, because I, you know, I have a lot of people that I've met on Instagram that we have, you know, comments on posts and nice interactions, and I hope that just by doing that, that there's some sort of impact. But I have to say, what surprised me the most was young women. Like, I really had I never imagined that my page would appeal to young women. And a lot of young women messaged me to say that this is the first time they can see what they might look like, or how they might want to look, or how they might want to live their lives. And they've never seen that representation in the, you know, in the public, in a public space before. Obviously they have family members, but for some people, maybe they don't, you know. Some people have got in touch to say, you know, my mum passed away when I was young, and I can see you, and I can now kind of get a footing and an understanding of where I would like to be in 30 years time, or what I might like to be doing. And for me, that's really special, because I feel like if you can kind of take the fear of aging out of somebody at 20 or 30 years old, then they're on a better path, because I really struggled. You know, the whole ageism thing was difficult for me in my 40s. It kind of ruined my 40s, if I'm honest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, wow. Because I was so stressed and worried about being looking old and being irrelevant and all of those things, everything that society teaches us about it, for me in reality wasn't true. Once I got to 50 and I realized this is time to just embrace who I am and stop this battling, which is what I was doing in my 40s. So unnecessarily, I could feel like I wasted so much time stressing about it, when all I needed to do was live in the now, be present, appreciate what I have, not just aesthetically, but just in my life, loved ones, you know, good experiences, whatever, that mobility, you know, a functioning body. I just didn't appreciate any of that because I was so focused on, oh my God, what if my employer or my next job, how do I navigate getting another job with gray hair and they're going to think I'm old and da, 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 da. Whereas really, if I'd have embraced it, I think what people see often, which I didn't realize, and just from speaking to people, they see more than the gray hair. They see the gray hair as a symbol of someone who is self-confident, somebody who's self-assured, somebody who's, in a way, and it shouldn't be like this, but it's viewed as being brave. And it shouldn't be, because it should just be the normal, this is what grows naturally out of my scalp. Do you know what I mean? But it is. People see it as like a real radical thing to do. When the reality is, I'm just letting my hair grow naturally, and it is actually just another color, and it doesn't signify age. Sometimes people go gray in their 20s as well. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot going on. I think there's a lot of layers to it.
Absolutely. I love that. That was such a great answer.
And you know, to your point, how you come across on social media, on Instagram in particular, that's how you attracted me, because I saw a confident woman that embraced all of who she is, and that gave me permission to be the same way and to also embrace where I am. It also inspired me in a sense where I'm like, I can look like that as I age, you know, whatever that means. You know?
Oh.
It's so encouraging, and you're doing
it's lovely.
So beautifully. So thank you for that. What advice would you have
thank
given
you, thank you so much.
So, yeah, of course. What advice would you
what have given, what was that?
What advice would you have given your younger self as it pertains to age?
Wow. I just be fearless, like just literally just own it. And continue to just be you. Don't conform, you know, just continue to be you. Know your worth as well, because I think that is the key. I really think it is not thinking too much about aesthetics, just understanding that what you, if you walk in a room with confidence and you know that you bring the goods, you know, it doesn't matter what your hair looks like or, you know, it's really about owning it and knowing your worth and understanding that if you project that, other people see that, you know, that's the thing. There's like, I know things like, because culturally, I think for us where we're from, the aging thing is, you know, is a big deal, and there's a lot of money at stake as well with it, you know, this fear mongering around aging. But there are cultures in the world where it's seen as being of value. And I mean, one of my aims is for us to see that, is to realize that when you see somebody that is of a certain age, is of my season in life, that they have so much value, so many layered life experiences to share that we can learn from. And I feel like, you know, you go through these things. I remember when I was 40 feeling like I was losing everything. I felt like I was losing my youth. I felt like my kids were growing up and I was losing my kids. I felt like I was losing relevance in the world. I just had this overarching feeling like I was just losing things. When the reality is, you don't ever lose anything. You know, you don't. You just gain things and things stay with you. I'm still that, you know, that 90s. I still have the urge to, you know, to dance and to do the things that I did when I, you know, that 90s party girl is still in me, as is the, yeah, she hasn't gone away.
But also, you just validated my entire existence right now.
Yeah. I feel so validated, so thank you. We needed to hear that.
No, but it's true. I remember being in my 40s and I'm feeling like my kids, you know, I'm losing, they're growing up. And what happened to those sweet little chubby hands I used to hold? You know, they've gone, and there was this real sense of loss. But the reality, my kids will still come up and give me a cuddle. You know, they'll still, that doesn't go. That's still there, but you gain more. So you still have that intimacy with them. Yeah. It might go for a little bit when they go through the teen years, but it goes full circle. It really does. But now I love having, if someone had told me how amazing it was going to be to have adult children that you can interact with, that you can hang out with, that you really admire, you know, and you're so proud of, and that was going to be a fantastic part of this season, I would have looked forward to that. You know, I would have been like, that's going to be great. I need to enjoy the now because it's going to be different, but it's going to be equally good.
This is the best piece of advice that I just got. And you weren't even trying to give advice. Just the fact that you said that to me, I'm like, hey, enjoy the stage, enjoy every moment.
That is the key to happiness, I really think, at any stage in life, is just to really value the positives in the present and just really cherish and enjoy those. Obviously plan for happiness, and it's great to have goals in the future, but it's not ever guaranteed, if the truth be told. So it's really important to enjoy the now and to just be grateful.
Oh my gosh, that is so, it's so simple yet so wise, and we forget that, I think. The gratitude. So thank you for that.
Oh, gratitude is everything.
Right? It is. You absolutely. You know, now I have a million questions to ask you, but for the sake of your time, I know it's getting late for you.
That's okay.
I would ask you to drop your whole skin routine, your skincare routine and everything, but for the sake of all our listeners and myself, what are the self-care practices that you can share with us? Because we really want to know.
Hydrate, drink lots of water. I mean it does all go back to this whole thing about the internal work, to be honest with you, because then self-care comes from that. So you have to really do the work to just really know your worth and your value and appreciate have a self-appreciation, and no guilt around putting yourself first. I spent so long being a selfless mother, and I think we are really programmed. I remember last year during Mother's Day, seeing all the tributes to the moms. My mom's amazing. She's so selfless. She'll do so much for, you know, she does everything for everybody. And yeah, that's great, but she needs to really take time out for herself. And I didn't know that. I hit burnout in my 40s because I thought that's how you should function. Just be selfless. To be the best mom, you have to be selfless. But you really have to take care of yourself, make that time for yourself. And that could just mean the simplest of things, you know, just having a little routine in the evenings. For me, my routine really, and it's like aesthetics, but it's also about, I guess, a kind of meditation. So for me in the evenings, without fail, I may not have time in the mornings, but without fail in the evenings, I have a little ritual. I have a moment with myself. So I will do a cleanse, drink, have a little drink of water, take my nighttime supplements. I have a 10-minute LED light mask thing. So I'll put some spa music on and I'll lie down for 10 minutes and just be still and just be still. Once that's done, obviously you have to look in the mirror to do your cream. And I just really, it's almost like, it is like a gratitude. So it is just, you know, this is me now. I'm taking care of myself. I'm, you know, just cherishing and nourishing myself. And I think if you do that, it can take you 10, 20 minutes in the evening. It's really not a lot of time out of your day to just have a moment with yourselves, for it to be more than what you're applying to your skin. Yes, that's important, but just being still with yourself for that 20 minutes or whatever it is in the evening, candlelight if you can. I'm just having that time. I just think if I don't manage to do mat work, if I don't manage to get the exercise in, if I haven't eaten well that day or whatever, if I can do that at the end of each day, it's just a nice end to your day. It just sets the tone.
I love that. I'm gonna actually try with the candlelight. I think
mood. Yeah, just have some quiet time like you're doing now. You let the children are being taken care of for 20 minutes whilst you have a chat. You can do that for yourself in the evening, just me time. I wish I'd done it before I got to this age, but yeah, if I can share anything, it would be that, just have that little ritual in the evening.
Thank you for that. I already feel nourished having this conversation with you.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's my daughter screaming in the background, which I apologize.
That's all right.
That's why you're at me time.
I remember those days well. You do, exactly, where you can just zone out, for sure. Mm-hmm. We all do, because it's filling your cup as well. You know, like they say, it's it means you can give from a place of strength and knowing that you're worthy. And also the other thing it does is teach your kids how to take care of themselves, how to appreciate themselves as well. That's the big thing. I didn't see that, the importance of showing my children how to take care of themselves by taking care of myself as an example. I just thought it was selfish. I thought it might be seen, you know, how can self-care be selfish? It's not. You're showing your kids that you need time, and when they get older, they will need that time too. So it's important.
I'm taking this all to heart.
I definitely agree with that. That's really good advice. Now, lastly, Mia,
good.
If you were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
I literally would just say to myself, you know, well done, you made it, because it's been a journey. It really has been a journey. You know, in my life, I literally have no regrets, but there have been tough times in my life where I've stood in it, or rather than, and just kind of got by, I've learned resilience and tenacity and all of that. So I needed those experiences. Didn't feel like it at the time, but I've made it, and I really do feel like this season is the time for gratitude and to give yourself a little pat on the back for still being here. You know, it's like, it's quite an achievement. I'm not, when people ask me my age now, I'm proud to tell them I'm 58. You know, I'm proud of that. And again, you know, we're taught that we should, you never ask a woman her age, and you know, all these silly kind of unwritten rules of etiquette around aging. But it's like, we should be proud. We should be proud. Some people don't get this far. So I'm grateful and proud to still be here.
Yeah, share your age. It's fine. I love that. I don't even understand where
you
came from.
Yeah, and I think, no, I know. I'm sure there's, well, we live in a patriarchal society because it doesn't apply to men. It doesn't. Right. The rule is never ask a lady her age, never ask a woman her age. It's not, don't ask a person her age. So there are definitely double standards around aging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is,
you know,
the truth.
You, when you're a silver fox when you get to a certain age if you're a man.
Right.
But that's not the case for us. Although we're changing that. We're changing that by having conversations like this.
Yes, and you're dismantling that just by having your platform and sharing your pearls of wisdom with us.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. That's the aim. Actually, both my daughters said to me on separate occasions, they're 24 and 26, as I say, without conferring, said to me, I can't wait to be middle-aged. I was like, woo, my work is done. Because they can see that, you know, they can see the transformation that's happened firsthand. But I did say to them, you know, you need to enjoy the now. You can enjoy each decade, like I said to you guys. There's beauty in every decade, and you know, joy to be had in every decade, including mine now. So
yeah,
I love
that.
This has been such a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that you kept mentioning being in the now and enjoying the present moment, thank you for that reminder, because I think we often do.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And that's where the
joy. Yes, we get caught up in everything. Yeah.
We find you. Tell us the best ways, social media platforms.
Okay. Yeah. So you can find me, I really use Instagram. That's my platform of choice. So Instagram, I have a website as well. My Instagram handle is Mia Moje, which is just my name. And I have a website which needs updating, but I'm going to be working on that a bit more in the coming weeks just to update it. I do TikTok, but not really actively. I do a little bit on there. I haven't quite worked TikTok out, I have to say, so it's a bit hit and miss for me, but I'm there. And I'm writing a book as well, which is, I'm really excited about. Yeah, I got scouted by a literary agent on Instagram has been so good to me. And so we've written a book proposal, and yes, that's in the making. Yeah, so
congratulations.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
When can we look out for that? Do you have like a projected date?
Well, the end of this year, hopefully.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's amazing. To look forward to. Mm-hmm.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time, for your energy, and sharing all of your wisdom. Nahal and I could definitely use it. Our own personal journey, so we do appreciate those jewels. Thank you.
Oh, yay! Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. And to our listeners,
you're so welcome.
So much love. Until the next time, subscribe, like, share, tell all your best girlfriends about our Women's Wellness Podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having me.